Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Hey, 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 once again, that is the sound of rock cracking. You're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And let me tell you, Trump is on a roll. And that's what this week's show is about. Trump is on a roll. We're going to be talking about that. Why is he on a roll? What is he doing? And then the second half of the show, I told you last week, if you listen, there was a reporter from NBC, Rick Engel, who just had a meltdown when he realized Trump was going to win the presidency on election night. And some of you may be getting tired of me going back to the election night. We're a month away from the election now, but, you know, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And we are going to play some from that interview and also some from MSNBC back a year ago when they were mocking Trump. And we're going to listen to some of that. Doc Holliday have a commentary with it. So a great second half of the show. But the first half of the show is what's going on now. So without further ado, let's get right to it. Trump is on a roll. And what does that mean? Well, take a listen to this and then I will tell you what that means. Well, that's George Harrison and the Beatles and singing Here Comes the Sun. So is the sun rising up for America? Do you feel like I do, Doc Holliday, when after 8 years of feeling under a suppression and oppression and an Obama depression, it feels like sunshine every day, even when it's raining, when I know that Donald Trump is going to get rid of some of the leftist things, starting with Obamacare, talking about taxes, getting rid of corporate taxes that are the highest in the world, getting it cut down to something more like 10-15%, and repatriating trillions of dollars. We know at least a couple of trillion, it's probably more than that, that are overseas waiting, and multinational corporations do not want to bring that profit back to America because of the high taxes. If Trump can change that and get that kind of investment coming back, along with a stimulus package he's talking about that's not borrowing everything from the United States government, not borrowing everything and going in debt, but using some privatized infrastructure, build out plans for that. And what does that mean for America? It means Trump is on a roll because he's returning America back to a position where it can make itself great again, because you're getting rid of the leftist socialist agenda that we've been under, this oppression. That's why I play that song, Here Comes the Sun. We haven't got to Inauguration Day. It may be a snowstorm. It's going to be cold. We know it always is in January in Washington, D.C. But I am excited because here comes the sunshine of freedom. And will Donald Trump be perfect? By all means, we can say no. He will not be perfect. But I can tell you this. It is refreshing. I feel the sunshine of conservatism that's making my bones jump for joy. Now, Chris Matthews felt a tingle up his leg with Barack Obama. I'm telling you, I feel the sunshine down in my bones, and I want to shout because after 8 years, there's hope again in America. Hope for businesses. Hope for people to get better paying jobs. There's hope for the inner cities. There's hope for our Hispanic workers, our African American workers, those who want good paying jobs. There's hope that we can get manufacturing back again in America in a way that will make middle America proud of what they have just done in electing Donald J. Trump as president. Wow. Trump is on a roll. I'll give you three things you need to know that you're not going to necessarily hear anywhere else together. But as President-elect Donald J. Trump prepares to be the 45th president of the United States of America, there's three things you need to know. First, his cabinet will be amazing. It's coming together. Will I agree with everything? No, but he's putting together a cabinet, and you think of who Hillary Clinton would have put together, and we are miles and miles apart. I can see for miles. That's right. As conservatives, we can see for miles and miles, Donald Trump has lifted us up with his fantastic victory, along with keeping the Senate and the House. And now we will soon have more conservatives on the Supreme Court. We'll have at least one, we know, coming up very quickly. And that is why, as when I say about a cabinet coming together, I can see for miles and miles. I can see hope. I can see things happening that we could not see when Barack Obama was president. If Hillary Clinton was now president-elect, I would not be talking about seeing for miles and miles. The depression from Obama would continue the oppression of socialism and leftism and all the things that are just ripping apart middle America. Oh my, what a great victory for the middle class, for the lower class, for the upper class, for everyone, because Donald Trump sees how to make the oceans rise with the economic miracle of conservatism, cutting taxes and getting businesses going and creating more jobs, energy field over and over. But the cabinet is coming together. That's the first point I wanted you to know. The second point, critics are barking, but only Trump has the real bite. Only Trump is able to bite. What do I mean? Look at the press versus Donald Trump's Twitter. Last week, Donald Trump talked about how his negotiation, his telephone call, has saved 1,000 jobs. Indiana Carrier had already announced right after election they were leaving Indiana, going to Mexico, but now they are keeping 1,000 jobs in the state of Indiana. And you didn't hear about it on breaking news, Fox or CNN or any other news. You first heard it by Twitter by Donald J. Trump. So Trump is defying his critics who want to control what is coming out, and he's not making the press obsolete, but he's sending his own story out without a press release. He's just putting it on Twitter. Something unusual, something refreshing, something he's sending the message. The press is not going to dictate what he does. It's refreshing, folks. Number three, that's one, the cabinet's coming together. And then number two, the critics are barking, but only Trump has the real bite. Now, this is the third reason why Trump is on a roll, and it's because Trump's Coalition for Action is building. It's multiplying. It's something that you have to look in amazement. Let me break it down for you and tell you. In Congress, Paul Ryan, good friend. Paul Ryan was once the head of the Budget Committee before he became Speaker of the House. He has one of his best friends who became the chairman of the Budget Committee after he left. It's Tom Price. Tom Price has been picked to be the Health and Human Services Secretary. What does that mean? Well, Tom Price is a physician. Before he got in Congress, he was a surgeon. He knows the inside and outs. Not only does he know it, he put together his own anti-Obamacare plan. He put together a plan when President Obama says the Republicans don't have anything to show. They just want to repeal, not replace. Tom Price had his own plan, and he's worked with Republicans to put up a Republican plan. And President Obama, how many times, he's the same guy who said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. The same guy who said, if you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. Fraud, I call it, because I'm caught up in the middle of it. He said, you can keep your plan. I had one plan yanked out from under my feet. And now, even now as we're speaking, a plan that my family of six is on. I've been told Obamacare is phasing it out. They will no longer have this plan because of the law in Obamacare. And now I'm looking at when President Obama, and I'll just flat out tell you, when President Obama was president, I was paying for a family of six about $7,500 a year for a medical plan with a high deductible. I still got a higher deductible now. I have a horrendous policy that I don't like, and I've just been told if I keep my policy starting January 1st, I'll be paying over $24,000 a year. And I've looked at healthcare.gov to see what I can get. And folks, it's a worse plan. It's one lower than that, but I only have one. I thought I had four or five choices. In the state of Mississippi, I have one choice where I live. If you go to healthcare.gov, if you get the website to work after they've spent, $4 billion on that website, and then you find out, you know, you don't have options. You got one plan. So what am I going to do? I got to have coverage for my family of six. And I just have to tell you, it stinks. So hopefully Tom Price will get to work together with Paul Ryan and help put this Obamacare out of his misery. And let's get something new and better for all of America. Yes, you can keep some things you like if you want to keep children on the plan to the 26, if you want no pre-existing conditions, those things can be kept. Nobody ever said it's going to go back the way it was before, but there's no reason why 1/6 of the economy has to be controlled by the government. Now, this show is going fast. I hadn't been able to tell y'all on this third point that Trump's Coalition for Action is building. I said there's that cooperative spirit between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump, now Tom Price, and Tom Price has been picked to be part of the cabinet with an important task of not only repealing Obamacare, but making sure something's ready to replace it. The timing is got to be great on this, and it will have to be phased in, of course, over a year, but it's got to go off quick, and it can with somebody like Tom Price working with Paul Ryan. And who else? Well, you need the Senate. Now, how can Donald Trump get things through the Senate? Well, he's just appointed Mitch McConnell's wife to be transportation secretary. Now, she was worked in the H.W. Bush administration, also worked in the George W. Bush administration. But she's married to Senator Mitch McConnell, who is the majority leader in the Senate. Nothing gets done in the Senate without him. And now his wife is a member of the cabinet. Donald Trump is not saying, oh, we're going to keep the establishment. He's making sure that he can get things done working with what's there. He is smart. He's a businessman. And that's why this Trump's Coalition for Action is coming together. There's a much more than that of people integrating. But I'm just telling you, those are the things you need to know. And that's why Trump is on a roll. And that's why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics to tell you about these things. And I have to tell you right now, we are putting out a book that's been out for a while, but many of you still don't have a copy of it. And you can go on Amazon and look up Doc Holliday's or Dr. Ed Holliday, a book called Bedrock Truths. It's not just mine, but Dr. Alveda King and Dr. Alex McFarland. We've put this book out. And it's 8 uncompromising principles for America now. Best time to get it because Donald Trump is president. He's surrounding himself with conservatives. Get this book. It helps you understand what you need to do, why you need to do it, as far as standing up for the rights and what has made America great, our Judeo-Christian values, bedrock truths. So get that book. It is Christmas time. Hanukkah, for those who give out gifts any time in this season. I mean, it is a book you want to read, you want to get for your friend or your relative. So you can go, how do you get it? Go right on the front page of Rock Splitting Politics. You see the cover there. Click on the cover, it'll take you right to my website where you can get it, or you can get it on Amazon. And now's the time to order, folks, so you can get everything in by Christmas. Well, one thing I want to tell you before we get in the second part of the show, where we're going to listen to some of the clips of Rick Engel as he melted down on NBC on election night. Then also, some of the people who said Trump would never be president. So we'll have a little fun of that. But before we do, let me remind you about this. Now, that was the Beatles playing Don't Let Me Down. And I have to tell you, that's what a lot of Trump voters are they're saying to Donald Trump now, don't let me down. And you know what? Donald Trump is responding fantastically. Starting a thank you tour in Ohio, going into some of the battleground states. Wise decision. He's not letting his voters down. Not only that, he's showing that he is going to, like we talked earlier in the show, he is going to what Pence said, you better buckle up because he's going to get started in a fast fashion. And now let's go back and have a little fun. Election night, Rick Engel, take a listen to this. It's on election night, and Donald Trump had not been called, he should have been. You know, it seems like the networks, all of them held it up for an hour and a half. It could have been called, and they held it up. And this is when Rick Engel from NBC international correspondent was speaking. Take a listen.
That's the story here. It's the rural areas of the Big Blue Wall.
You may have noticed on the end of the table here, we've added Richard Engel, our chief foreign correspondent. Richard, you're spending a lot of your time overseas. You know what they folks say about they're amazed, obviously, by the American political process. What are you hearing tonight? What are you reading?
Well, let's just cut to the chase. Assuming, and that's what we're talking about, that he does win, people I'm speaking to think it's absolutely catastrophic. That it's catastrophic for the United States, that it's catastrophic for our position in the world. It emboldens our enemies and adversaries. It makes our allies terrified that we're not going to be their allies anymore. Most people think that this type of scenario happens, that if you imagine the United States as a nuclear warship, we stop. We become totally focused on our own domestic politics, that he's going to provoke a constitutional crisis. He's going to get into a fight with the Supreme Court. There'll be attempts to impeach him. And that for 6 months to a year or longer, we will be navel gazing. We will not be leading the world. And other powers, Russia, China, adjust around us.
Wow, Rick Engel, my friend, you drank too much of the leftist Kool-Aid. They put some numbing sauce or something. I don't know, but did he not drink the Kool-Aid? Those are the fears that he expressed. I think he really fears them. And then he said, talk about being a vacuum in leadership in the world, and China and Russia would fill that vacuum. Are you kidding me? What has happened for the past 8 years, Rick? What kind of leadership is leading from behind? What has Russia done other than take over Crimea? And what has China done? Built some islands out in the sea and making military bases. And when we sit there and say, oh, shouldn't do that, shouldn't do that. I mean, what kind of life have you been living if you think that America is going to all of a sudden have no leadership? I mean, when have we had leadership for 8 years? My goodness, Rick Engel from NBC News. I know he's a smart man, but has he not bought the Kool-Aid and drank it all to the last drop? Well, I hope he sobered up a little and he can see as we get closer to the inauguration and seeing the people that Trump has surrounded himself, that not only is he confident, not only is he collective in bringing people that will be best for America, I believe he's ready to exceed. And they're talking about impeachment and in Congress and nothing getting done. Oh, my goodness. Wait and watch and learn, buddy. That's what I say. I think the Republicans are loading up, ready to go, and it's going to be something like we have not seen in our lifetimes. Conservatives have never had this much ability to get things done quickly. Ronald Reagan never had this kind. He never had a House in all his 8 years, never had a House of Representatives at all. The Democrats controlled mightily. And so this is a unique time in the American experience, in American history and politics. And it's going to be fun to watch. And I hope Rick Engel will get over his... I mean, that was on election night and had not been called yet. And he was just really off his rocker. We could play more. But let's play some plays, actually, I want to go back and play some clips from MSNBC and others before Trump even got into the race. Take a listen to this. I'll break in and give some comment. And this is just fun. Let's have some fun in the month of December, folks. And let me remind you, don't forget Christmas gifts. Order Doc Holliday's Bedrock Truths. You go to the front page there, order it, check it out on Amazon. Dr. Ed Holliday, Bedrock Truths, also written by Dr. Alveda King and Dr. Alex McFarland. Get those for your Christmas gifts now. And I tell you, we are ready to mail them out to you. So send in your orders. Now, take a listen to some of this. Let's have some fun here between now and the end of the show here in the next 5 minutes. We're just going to be able to laugh at some of these recordings going back over a year and a half ago. Take a listen.
Honestly, no, if this is just a celebrity reality TV thing that I don't get, is this real politics? He kind of polls well. Become president of the United States and Republican voters. But now Mr. Trump is apparently launching a campaign to not just meet, but to actually become president of the United States. And Republican voters apparently don't mind the idea too terribly much. And I do not understand to think about that. I do not understand how to think about it. I do not understand what it means. I don't even understand whether or not this is politics. I just feel like I don't honestly know if this is just a celebrity reality TV thing that I don't get. Is this real politics? He kind of polls well.
Well, he's kind of a comic book figure. I mean, if you imagine in a Superman or better yet, a Batman comic episode, he would be like downtown developer, walking around with his trench coat, good-looking wife, lots of money, flash. He's a show-off, and he's the kind of guy, a sort of a Sinatra of land development, where the average working guy who doesn't have much money says, this is how I'd behave if I were rich. I'd have big buildings named after me. I'd have a beautiful wife. I may have several wives. I'd show off, talk about running for president even. I'd make fun of other people. I'd be kind of a wise guy, a show off. I can't do better than that. And that's what he is. And I think that's the appeal. Just that.
Fox has said they're only going to put 10 of these guys on at once. By at least if it happened anytime soon, by my count, Trump would definitely be on the stage. And that would mean that somebody else who might be seen as a more serious candidate, a John Kasich or even a Rick Perry or a Rick Santorum, isn't going to be there because Trump is. There's actual confusion that I just can't see. Like, what I'm worried about is that I'm being taken for a ride, that this is something about a TV show that I don't watch. You know?
Rach, my friend, he's taken us. They like him on the way up. They're going to like him on the way down. Look how the press is going after Christie. Christie's always been good copy, and good or bad, whether the story's good or bad, Governor Christie's always going to be good copy, and so is Donald Trump, and that's the risk he's taking when he goes and puts his head into that noose and says, I am a candidate for president of the United States that changes the rules of coverage. You're no longer covered as a colorful American comic figure. You're covered with the scrutiny and into sometimes the really toughness of politics, and that could be tough for him.
Chris Matthews.
He may really regret doing this. I don't know. He may well regret.
With you all
Can
year?
I give you a prediction?
Yeah.
It still looks like Hillary's the next president.
You think so?
Yeah, it still looks like that.
Oh, let's
Is
keep talking about
enough?
It all year.
I don't think it's bold at all.
Chris, thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rachel.
Chris Matthews, host of MSNBC's.
Well, that's from the Rachel Maddow Show and Chris Matthews of MSNBC, both of them on MSNBC. And everybody's getting taken for a ride by Donald Trump. Well, they're riding all the way to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. and then you heard that bold prediction, and Chris laughs, says, it's not even a bold prediction. Hillary Clinton's going to be our next president. This was a year and a half ago, folks, before Donald Trump announced, when he's just getting ready to say he's going to announce. Did they not just laugh at the whole prospect and said he might even get in the real debate and knock out a serious candidate like a Rick Perry or a John Kasich? Wow. Going back, is that not funny? It is just funny. I got to play a little bit more, and then we'll have some closing comments. Take a listen to this.
Tomorrow at 11 a.m., let's make America great again. We're going to have a fantastic time. Stay tuned on all social media. We're going to be all over the place. Everybody wants to watch Make America Great Again.
Now, you may have noticed that I have not yet included Donald Trump in our coverage of the Republican presidential campaign this season, and that is because he is obviously never going to be president. He is obviously never going to be the Republican nominee for president, and he is obviously never going to be a candidate for president. What he is going to be is the host of a TV series in which former celebrities are mean to each other, the same job he has held throughout the Obama presidency. Donald Trump is going to announce tomorrow that he is thinking about running for president. And everyone who's been tricked into thinking he was going to announce something else will realize this is the 2015 version of the game Donald Trump enjoys playing during election seasons. And by the time they're counting the votes in the New Hampshire primary, Donald Trump will be back doing what he does best.
Gary, you're fired.
No, I don't think anybody's fired except for the MSNBC host talking all that trash. I mean, isn't that funny? That is funny now that we know that President-elect Trump is headed to the White House. But MSNBC is not all just full of baloney. I will end up with this coming from 6 months ago when Donald Trump finally moved ahead of Cruz, when everybody knew there's no way Cruz or Kasich or anybody could catch up with Trump. But Trump had the delegates to become the Republican nominee. And you remember Doc Holliday, I was there at the convention in Cleveland on the floor when we nominated Donald Trump to be president of the United States. But even if a few months before that, and at the end of the primaries, when Cruz dropped out because there was no way to mathematically surpass Donald Trump. Well, MSNBC had this to say. Take a listen to this. It was brilliant coming from MSNBC, Rachel Maddow Show, and take a listen.
years ago. The Republicans talked about Florida. They talked about Virginia. They talked about Colorado. They talked about Nevada. Trump, he's going to be playing for the Rust Belt. Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin. These are the states. These are states with more white populations. These are non-college educated whites, more blue-collar whites. These have been Trump's voters. He will try to drive up his support there. It's not about winning over Latinos. It's about driving up his support with blue-collar whites in the Rust Belt. That's going to be the Trump game plan.
Steve Kornacki, thank you. I can't believe that we are already thinking about this, but
I know
we are already thinking about it. And
Steve Kornacki right there gave away the game plan. Everybody knew it. That's what Trump had to do. Hillary knew it. All the Democrats knew it. MSNBC knew it. And what happened? Did you hear the states he named out? Trump would need to go across the Rust Belt with Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Those are the states he won that made him president of the United States. So MSNBC, even though I laugh at some of the things they did, they nailed it. They nailed it, what Steve Kornacki there. So, wow, I just think it's fascinating. And we are now going right into the heart of December. Christmas is on its way, Hanukkah, and New Year's. And as we have people celebrating across the country, we celebrate with you. And it is like sunshine is so much brighter, warmer to my heart now that I know Barack Obama will be leaving the White House and Donald Trump will be stepping in. All right. Does that make you feel good? Well, next week, we got some more to talk about with the nominations coming up and all the array that's going on. Got some insiders in Washington, D.C. I've been keeping up with. They're going to feed me some information that you may not hear anywhere else, but you'll hear it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Glad you're listening. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.